Hi, and welcome to Author Uncut. I'm your host and author, Patrice Williams Marks. Hi, and welcome back. In this episode, we'll be talking about crowdfunding your college education. You know, the average cost to attend college is mind-numbing. When I graduated, my total student debt was just under $20,000, and that's for 5 years of college. Yes, it took me 5 years in a four-year university, and that's not even including my 2 years at a community college. You know, I had to work my way through college, and I also traveled quite a bit while on the forensic speech and debate team, so that's why it took me so long. But what are the average costs right now? $17,237 for public institutions, $44,551 for private nonprofit institutions, and $25,431 for private for-profit institutions. So times all of those numbers by four, and you get crushing debt that you'll be paying off for well into your 40s. So have you ever thought about crowdfunding yours or your kids' college education? It's a thing now, and it can help big time with staying within your budget and allowing you to seek that higher education. But before we delve into the nuts and bolts, realize that you must read the terms and conditions on the crowdfunding site that you've chosen and to make sure you're staying within their guidelines. Great places to post your campaigns are Plum Fund, that's P-L-U-M, fund.com, GoFundMe, and Indiegogo. And unfortunately, yes, you have to pay taxes on the money you raise from friends and strangers, so keep that in mind. Let me share with you some techniques for crafting your campaign page for maximum results. Just because it isn't a new app or a new electronic device, you still have to have a professional campaign page that screams, "You mean business and you are worth investing in." Make sure you have a concise purpose laid out. Tell us how much money you need, what it's for, like tuition, transportation, housing, books, all of the above. Tell us how many years you plan on going to college. Perhaps you're going to a two-year community college, a trade technical institute, or a four-year university. Tell us your exact plans and why you have chosen that route. If you have special awards, high grades from high school or even community college, help out the community in some way, share all of that so we can get to know you as a person. What will this college education mean for you or your family? Are you the first one going to college in your family? Tell us. Why should we fund your campaign? Give us amazing reasons why. Next, think about your unique story and share it with us. It helps us see you more as an individual. Everyone has a story, and we want to hear yours. Tell us obstacles you have had to overcome. Are you a single father wanting to go back to college now that your kids are in high school? Cool! Share all of this. Why is seeking a college education so important to you? We want to know. Put it on the page. Next, you need a video. We want to see that you are a real person. Nothing too fancy, just you on camera talking to us about why you want and need a college education and how it would benefit not only you and your family, but the community at large, especially if you plan on working within the community once you graduate. Next, don't launch your campaign without supporters right off the bat. You want people to see that others believe in you and have put their money where their mouth is. Have friends, family, your online community ready to jump in on day one with a pledge. It doesn't matter the amount, just so that other people who don't know you can see that others have supported you. The last point I want to make is to give thanks and appreciate all those who are supporting you. Reply to every email inquiry quickly. Thank your supporters profusely on your page. Show that you're grateful for their support. And why not promise to send them a personal invite to your graduation? That would be really cool. Create a graduation page with a countdown clock. Add supporter names to it. 4 years later, mail them, not just email them, but snail mail them an invitation. Make them feel like family and make them feel proud to be donated to you. And guess what? You will have a crapload of people who have your back when and if you run another crowdfunding campaign. Need more suggestions for crowdfunding on a budget? Check out my Hacking Kickstarter book. The link is in the show notes. You got this. So tell me, have you crowdfunded your college education? How did it go? What did you learn? Did you raise your goal amount? Visit my anchor.fm page, the link is in the show notes, and click on the button Send Voice Message to leave me a voicemail. I may just use it in a future podcast. Join me next time for part 4 of my crowdfunding series, where I give you surefire tips for creating an engaged media list where journalists and bloggers look forward to hearing from you. Now, wouldn't that be amazing? If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd be so grateful if you spread the word by leaving a rating and a review. It really does help other listeners find me. And don't forget to tell your friends. Author Uncut can be found on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and wherever you enjoy listening. Want to suggest a show episode or get in touch with me? Visit me at authoruncut.com or send me an email to mailbag@patricewilliamsmarks.com. To join my email list, just go to authoruncut.com. Until next time, write on.